Island Life returns for 2018, and it's time to listen to the interviews from the 13th of January. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. On Saturday, the 13th of January, John Armistead played an interview with Sarah Kemba about the impact of the big storm on the Onitangi Dune Restoration Project. And he talked to the organiser of the Arts and Innovation Festival, Joe McCracken.
Hold on. Hold caller. I'm about to sneeze. No, it won't come. You know when you sometimes get the sneeze, it's almost there. It's just on the end, then it comes and it retreats. Well, that just happened. You're never going to believe this, as I just said to Joe McCracken on the phone, on my personal phone. I can't phone him because the handset from the phone isn't here. The base station's here, but the handset isn't here. So, what could you possibly want with a handset and no phone? So he's going to come in instead. So thank you, Joe. I appreciate your flexibility on that to talk about the Arts and Innovation Festival that is currently taking place at the Artworks Theatre. Gosh, I love it. I love the what do you call it? The not knowing what you're going into, the unexpected, all of that. Talking of the Artworks Theatre, I just want to say I don't get out much. You can probably tell that. I never get out. But we did finally get a babysitter, and we went out, me and my wife, to the Artworks Theatre. And it was the last night of the Ebenezer Scrooge play, A Christmas Carol. And, well, what a great night that was. What a great story. I just love that story. It's one of my favourite stories. It's definitely my favourite Christmas story, but just one of my favourite stories all up. And the guy that played Ebenezer Scrooge, well, he was just fantastic. They were all good. It was all good, but he was the standout. He was great. And then, of course, they had a young girl singing, voice of an angel. The whole thing was so well put together and so well produced and so... it was just so good. I really enjoyed it. I don't know what the other days were like, and maybe, you know, I've heard that a cast often relax just before, you know, when it's their last show, but whatever, it was a really, really great show, and thank you to all involved for putting that on, and performing that for us. So yeah, big ups to the theatre crew at Linda Savage and all of the team down there at Artworks and Waiheke Theatre Company.
Hi, this is Beck Runger, and you're listening to Waiheke Radio.
As you probably, well, you can't be, unless you've been out of the country. And no one's told you, there was a raging storm here last week, and really incredible, the power of nature. It's really wrought large on days like that. I personally, I commute, and I was meant to work last week, and I did work a couple of days. And on the Friday, I thought my roof was coming off in the evening. Honestly, it was howling, that rain, that wind. And I went down to the ferry, and I saw the boat go past the harbour, the entrance to the harbour. And then about a minute later, it went the other direction. It was kind of one of those moments where if you'd have put the Benny Hill theme tune to it, it would have been rather apt. So it went one way, disappeared from view, and then real fast came back the other way, but really struggling against the waves. And then they made an announcement saying, look, the boat can't get into the harbour, and it's cancelled, and everything's going to be cancelled for the next few hours. So there we were, cut off, no electricity for 13 hours. It was pretty intense, but you know, that's what happens sometimes. And of course, I went down to, because I couldn't go to work, I walked down, went down in the car, just because we had something to do down at Onitangi, and we had a look at the waves while we were there. Incredibly powerful waves. They've badly damaged the dunes down there. My colleague, Brent Simpson, he went down to the dunes where he encountered a lady called Sarah Kemba, who was frantically trying to replant the Dunes, and he did a little piece with her, and that is what you're going to hear now.
Okay, I'm on Onatangi Beach, the day after the storm, and I'm talking to
Sarah Kemba.
Sarah, and Sarah, I've just walked by, and Sarah's busily planting the little
pingao.
Pingao,
which are these little orange ones.
Yeah, you've probably seen them along the beach. They're the little sand,
which are the kind of silvery ones with the little star seeds that you see sometimes just floating along.
Right, right.
And they're the two main dune planting we've done over the years to stabilise the bank.
And it's taken, the storm looks like it's taken away a good sort of, 3-4 metres of the dunes, hasn't it?
And it was probably at the beach side, probably about a metre high, the dune, and up to the bank there. It's taken away an awful lot of sand. In fact, we've seen rocks that we haven't seen before, and we've been here over 20 years.
Never seen that
rock. So.
And you reckon that if you can get these things back, the little grasses back in?
If we can get the live ones, salvage them and get them in over the high water mark pretty quickly, we're just fingers crossed that we can, some of these will take.
Take back, yeah.
And what happens is the wind just blows the sand and the grasses hold the sand, and then they slowly build up and just grow around the clumps of sand. So it's a slow process, but it actually works, and that's how dunes work.
And there's about 500 metres worth of dunes here that look like they've taken a bit of a bashing, eh?
Yeah, I'd say.
We're currently standing in between the two big Bahutakawa trees, right by the stairs. It looks like there's a bit of work to go on the stairs as well, eh?
I think there's these ones and the ones further up that have lost their footing. So these ones, we had these built for the council probably, I'd say, 15 years. Yeah. Not long after we moved in, actually, probably almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you can see the foundations are completely exposed. So, but now that it's flat, we're not planting around there because they've got enough room to dig down and put some good footings in.
So how long have you been working on these dunes?
Today?
I mean, no, for...
Oh, we've been actively being... probably since after Cyclone Bola we started.
Which was
about 20 plus years ago.
Right,
Drina was the last one that we got severely hit at Onatangi.
Yeah.
And since then we've had a few.
Yeah.
This one wasn't as bad as some, but it seems to have done more damage here.
So. Right.
Yeah. But we'll... Little bits, but they will make a difference.
Yep. Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you.
And hopefully, if anyone wants to help out, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Just come down to the beach with Spade. The Onatangi Beach Residents Association has put a call out for all the residents to come down with spades and start planting. And yesterday we did quite a clean-up, and so many people joined it, which was great.
Right.
So we just picked up small pieces of plastic from the beach, and I would say, the beach isn't actually looking too bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad, but a lot of work to do, I see, kind of. Hey, thanks for talking to us. Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right, that was my colleague Brent with Sarah Kemba trying to replant the Onatangi Dunes in the wake of last week's storm. And, I went down to Enclosure Bay probably Wednesday with my family, and it's just incredible, the whole on one side of the bay there, the sort of I guess you'd call it the north side of the bay, is the sand is, it basically goes right up and over the seawall. It's really fascinating, and I think my colleague Chris took some video footage of that, which I later saw on TV3, but just fascinating how powerful a nature can be at its when it wants to be.
Wakey Radio.
What's been seen, or who's been seen on the rock? This obviously goes back, because I only do this show once a month, so these are all, and people send me emails of who they've seen and where, and I sort through them, and I don't read a lot of them out, because obviously they're lies, but I do take the more the more realistic sounding ones, because obviously, this is a popular tourist destination, and we do get some big heavy hitters on the island, including former British Prime Minister David Cameron, who was seen throwing shapes Big Fish, Little Fish, at the Christmas show that Radio Ribalda did at the Artworks Theatre. I'm told that he looked so baked that one eye had gone shopping and the other was coming back with the change. And somebody else said that also, looking at his eyeballs, that his eyeballs were on stalks. So I don't know what he'd been doing, but yes, David Cameron apparently baked at the Radio Ribalda gig. Former supermodel. Former supermodel. This is what, so people write this stuff and send it to me. It's brilliant. Former supermodel Naomi Campbell was spotted at Waiheke Dirt Track for the Demolition Derby last Saturday. She was eating a bag of hot chips and a sausage, and she was drinking Cody's with the rest of the crew on Waster's Corner. So yeah, that would have been a lot of fun for her. It was a good. I was there. I didn't see her myself, but I'm told by three or four people that she was there on Waster's Corner. Fantastic. Welcome to. I hope you had a great time on Waiheke. And if you're still here, Naomi, come up to the station. Let's have a chat about that time you battered your PA with a phone. The Dalai Lama was spotted coming out of Tsing Tao last Saturday. Also, oh, we had a lot of people on the island last week. He'd purchased a meal deal 5 for him and his mate. Just him and his mate. That's a big meal deal for two people. Anyway, he when he came out, he made a complaint that they didn't put any vinegar out, which I think is a fair complaint. Perhaps if you're still on the island, Mr. Dalai, or Mr. Lama, I don't know how you... how you go, you know, what your nomenclature is, but whatever it is, if you're still on the island, again, pop up to the station, let's get together and get a campaign going for them to put vinegar out at Tsing Tao. Harvey Weinstein, oh, he was seen on a pre-prison getaway using the public barbecue at Kaukarau Bay, keeping a low profile, which is easy to do down in Kaukarau Bay because it's very quiet down there. Apparently he burned his beef flavoured sausages. His beef flavoured sausage, and I also understand he had a bag of salted nuts. And finally, Mike McRoberts was seen picking up after his dog on Blackpool Beach. So, what a good citizen. Well done, Mike. It's good to have you on the island. Even better that you're picking up your dog's mess with a plastic bag and disposing of it properly. Well done to you. Very good stuff. And
G'day, this is Dave Dobbin here. It's a beautiful day. You're on Waiheke Radio.
I'm joined in the studio by Joe McCracken. He is putting on the Waiheke Innovation and Arts Festival next door at the Arts Space. Arts, not even called the Arts Space. What is it called?
Artworks.
What am I on about? God, I've even said it 2 or 3 times in this show, but my memory just let me down there. Can if you're talking about microphone, just can I?
Yep. Can you?
Just about. Yeah,
okay,
I've got you.
About.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
no, that's all right. I've got you. So last night was the first night of the first day of the festival.
Yeah.
So how did it go?
Yeah, it went really well. It was definitely a mad rush to get everything set up. But once we got going, it was just awesome. Yeah, got a really nice turnout. Had some really standout performances that I was actually blown away with some of the talent.
Is it outdoor as well as indoor?
No, so it's just outdoors.
Oh,
so
right.
We're just out in the Artworks courtyard.
Yeah.
So we've got a little stage set up there and sound system and some lights and stuff.
Yeah. What were you going to do if it would have rained?
We are evacuating into the library.
Okay.
So we're
going to
do a little bit of a takeover there.
Yeah.
But touch wood, that's not going to happen.
It looks pretty good here. I'll read the weather report after this, and but I'm looking over at the weather report online, and it does look like you're in the clear. So what was the stand? Well, I suppose it'd be you wouldn't want to say who the standout performer was because you wouldn't want to say anything. But I guess they're all
Waiheke artists. Yeah, so we had 5 musicians yesterday, all Waiheke based. Also the two visual artists, Gaia and Ashley, who are painting and drawing and doing crazy cool stuff. They're both based on Waiheke, and we had a couple of audience interacting theatrical performers,
Cool.
which was a little bit unannounced, intentionally so.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did it awesome.
Magic. That
was Kashmir and Siri. Siri's based in Auckland. But,
right.
Yeah.
So I just looked at the rundown for tonight's event. I've actually heard of, because I don't get out much. I've got young kids. I've already explained this to the list. I don't get out. I wish I did. I would if I could. But I see that you've got Tennis Champ.
Oh yeah, you know.
I've heard of them. I've heard the name. I think I know someone who raved to me about them.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Max Lawrence Graham. That's his project. And I love it. It's his descriptions for his music are even more entertaining than his music itself sometimes. He's so creative in how he presents it, but the music is absolutely amazing.
Isn't it electronic?
It's electronic.
I have heard it.
Yeah,
I liked it. Yeah.
It's really good, yeah. He played we ran a smaller event about a year and a half ago called Arts After Hours in the library.
Right.
And he played at that, and he debuted his, at that point, new EP, which is still... it's awesome. So the stuff he's got online is pretty amazing, but he's got so much great stuff in the backlogs that he'll hopefully perform tonight, it's worth coming down just for that, because it's just
So what time does it get kicked off?
So we start at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so after that we've got a performer every hour until finishing up at 11 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. So quite a day ahead.
They perform for an hour or
about 45 minutes, and then we got a little bit of change over time.
Right.
So it ran pretty smoothly yesterday, and all the performers. I was actually the thing that kind of blew me away was yesterday with the performers was how we've got quite a variety of different styles in terms of music, and also in terms of art, really. But yeah, how each of the performers really kind of. I don't know. I felt really, because I've worked in music a lot and done a lot of gigs and worked as a sound engineer and worked on events and stuff. But I felt really felt like all of the performers felt really comfortable and also vulnerable. Like we had one performer who played all original music for the first time in public and was stunning. Like it was great. I'm pretty happy with the way that everyone expressed themselves. In the way that they wanted to,
right.
You know, because sometimes gigs you can get feel a little bit boxed in, but it felt like everyone was just, did exactly what they wanted to and performed awesomely and it benefited from that.
Are they all kids from the school or are they?
They're a bit older. So okay. Jazz and Jamila, who are playing today at 7:15 and 8:15.
Yeah.
They just finished high school, I think.
Right.
But yeah, they've been at Waiheke High for the last however long. Most of the others have left school but are still kind of in that developing as professional artists.
Mm.
I think that's kind of the level that we're aiming at. Because there's we're trying to get as much exposure for those people who are, you know, trying to make their art well known and trying to develop as artists, basically. And providing a space for them to do that.
Cool. So, does it cost anything?
Nope. Cool. Turn up, and any donations are gratefully accepted.
Cool.
We do have a guest book, which is something that we were asking for people to just put a little sign and let us know what you thought about the event, because it's a council funded event. So, thank you so much for Waiheke Local Board for giving us the funding to do that. But it's really great for that if we get a record of who's been and what their opinions are so that we can kind of change and adapt to what people want. Cause it's for the community, and so we don't find out what the community wants. We can't do it, you know.
That's right.
That's really what we're after. But Koha would be gratefully appreciated as well.
So I guess the next step for some of these guys, or perhaps they've already, I'm sure probably some of them have already done it, is to go over to Auckland. Yeah. Would they go over as a group? I mean, is that something that's, you know, a Waiheke collective, if you like, over to Auckland and
that
do a showcase or something?
Yeah, that is something I've thought about. Some of them, as you said, already are performing very very far-flung gigs. So yeah, they're definitely making their way by themselves by all means. But I have, yeah, we're starting to get, by running these events and making these contacts, we're starting to get a really cool collective of people who are, right, who are really keen, really talented, and all on the same page. So yeah, it would be cool to do something, showcasey.
Yeah.
Take it around somewhere.
Cool. So it's really, and you're basically the what do you call it? The, it's early morning. I didn't get much sleep last night. You know when the curator is the word I'm looking for. You've curated this thing.
Yeah, I think I like that word better than organizer, because it's like, I didn't really organize it. I just, you're good. You know, like all these amazing people, and just put them in the same box or the same room and said go for it.
Cool.
I didn't really curate much other than the people that I wanted to be involved with it, really.
Cool.
Yeah, and always keen to get more people involved at a later stage. But yes, it's at the moment we've got a pretty cool crew.
So well, I really wish that I could come down tonight, because it's the kind of thing that I would like to attend. But I've already explained off air that I have a prior engagement that I can't change. So I wish you well with it, and congratulations on putting it together and pulling it all in. And is it going to be an annual thing, or is this
TBC? We'll see.
Okay.
I think it's we'll get this one done first before we start planning anything else.
Oh, I'm always about what's happening next. What are we doing next? All right. Well, look. Thanks for coming up, Joe. We'll.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events, and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.